Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And it is the Matt McNeil Show, except it's not the Matt McNeil Show today. It's what Matt has dubbed the Alan Miller Experience. And Alan Miller, really happy to be back with you, feeling very secure with Brett Johnson at the controls. And let me tell you a little story. Some people will say, well, where have you been these last several months? I've had several important undercover experiences. The first one, I had to go undercover when they discovered I had a malignant thyroid, and we had to have an operation on that. And, of course, I was undercover for a few days recovering. And then getting back into shape, I actually slipped on ice in February, broke my femur, ended up in the emergency room, had an operation the following day. They put a plate in my leg along with, I think, knives and forks. I'm not sure. And so it's been a while, and I'm happy to be on the air. Now, what I thrive on, as you know, is call-ins. Here we are on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, 952-946-6205, and get to your cell phone, get to your landline, get to whatever you've got. Smoke signals work also. And let's call in because we thrive on dialogue. And I'll be with you from 3 to 4 today. Again, it's Alan Miller, the return of the Alan Miller Experience, which is pretty scary for some people. But we don't have any particular guests lined up, but there's a possibility that one of our state senators is going to call in. And if he's listening, I hope that he's calling in. Again, 952-946-6205. And we really want to hear from you. You don't want to hear from me. You want to joust with me, yes. No matter who you are, even Randy, who likes to joust with me, notwithstanding that. Now, we could spend the entire hour. I could just read the list of Democratic candidates for president, and that would take up a good portion of the hour. I think there's 23 as of today. But let's talk about the fact that we actually have a state that came together at the 11th hour, literally at the 11th hour, for the first time in memory. We don't have to have a special session. The sides agreed on the budget last night. It's not what everybody wanted. Of course, they say that a good settlement is when both sides are unhappy. And I know that there is an unhappiness on certainly some of the people on both sides. But the fact of the matter is we have a budget settlement. Will we have a special session? Yes, because they have to conclude by midnight tonight, the 20th of May. And, of course, they can't because what they agreed upon still has to be put together into a bill. And then it has to pass both houses, and we're already hearing some rumblings from the Republicans in the House that there are portions of it that they don't like. But assuming we get past that, they will still have to meet later this week and seek to, you know, present something that they can send to the governor. Now, what is that? We don't know. We're assuming it's what they agreed on today. I know no more than what I've seen in the papers today. It indicates that on some things the governor had to give, on some things the Republicans had to give. It provides apparently no money for a gas tax. And any of you who have driven around the roads around here know how important, really, really, getting our roads and bridges back into shape. I mean, we've had the horrible bridge experience of a few years ago. We lost 13 people on that one, plus all the injuries, so that the gas tax, which would have been dedicated really to road improvement, was so important to the governor. It was so important to me and anybody who drives. I mean, have you seen some of the potholes? You know David Letterman's line that there's a pothole out there so deep in Eden Prairie that there's a pharmacy down at the bottom of it. And, you know, I think that that's conceivable. Anyway, 952-946-6205. Pick up those phones. All my buddies from the, let's say the rehab experience at the Masonic home while I was rehabbing from this fracture, pick up the phone. I know some of you are listening today. And call in. Let's get your opinions. Not necessarily to agree with me, better to joust with me, but get your opinions. We have so much to talk about since I've been gone, but let's stick to the current stuff. How about the abortion law in Alabama? If you talk about something that, you know, put water in the moat, pull up the drawbridge, and let's go back to the 18th century, something that completely denigrates women and places them barefoot back in the kitchen as though they didn't exist, an archaic, frightening law. In Alabama, if you are a rapist and you impregnate a woman, you could get less jail time than the doctor who performs the abortion on that woman. He can get 99 years. You can get less than that. I mean, give me a break. If you think that there is any fairness in that, I still think that as we men, males, particularly dominating the legislature, have no business getting involved in a woman's body, in a woman's choice, in a woman's decisions, in what she decides between herself, her conscience, her doctor, and her family. And here we are back in the 1800s. I'm surprised that Alabama, providing 99 years for the doctor, why didn't they just propose a guillotine to cut off their heads and we could keep them in a basket and make a nice display of them, put them up on poles. That's what they used to do. I am just dumbfounded, and dumb is the word. I think that you have to really add to Alabama and the other five states that are proposing a similar law right now. Somebody is calling in, and we're ready to talk. So I'm glad to see that light lighting up, and Brett is talking to somebody right now. Perhaps we can talk about this. Perhaps we can talk about the legislature. Perhaps we can talk about just about anything you want to talk about. 952-946-6205. And we have Jeff, I think, calling in from Minneapolis, who wants to talk about the abortion decisions in the South. Aren't we lucky we don't live there, Jeff?
Yes, good afternoon on this rare sunny day here in the Twin Cities. I just would like to give my two cents on what I think these states are trying to do that are you know, banning abortions. They want it to go before the Supreme Court. They're going to challenge Roe v. Wade. You know, we have Gorsuch in there that's an ultra-conservative judge and the accused rapist. And, you know, they're just hoping that they can overturn it.
The super conservative judge, I think, is Kavanaugh, even more than Gorsuch. In fact, Gorsuch today came down on the side of the liberals in an Indian rights case so that it was decided 5-4 in favor of Native American communities today. And Gorsuch, who spent a lot of years in a circuit court where they handled many Native American cases, perhaps – you know, has a different perspective. So let's.
Well, that makes me happy. I thanks for that information. I did not know, and I will. I'll yield to that then.
You'll see. You'll see it in tomorrow's paper. But you know, I agree with you absolutely that what they want to do is get to the Supreme Court. But the fact of the matter is that the Alabama law is so draconian. It's so archaic. It's so disruptive, it's so insulting that I doubt that it's ever going to get to the Supreme Court, because it's going to get knocked down in the district court. And if it doesn't get knocked down in the district court, it's going to get knocked down in the circuit court. And then the Supreme Court will not take certiorari of it, no matter how hard they try. I think that they could have done something much more intelligent if they wanted to get to the Supreme Court and have a final voice on Roe v. Wade. Yes, although I thought we had the final voice on Roe v. Wade, and that'll be a great chance for Kavanaugh, who says he sticks to precedent, to see Roe v. Wade, which is now more than 40 years old. Well, that's precedent, sir. Stick to it.
I agree. I agree. No argument for me. And I guess in closing here, and I'll get off the phone, if this does go, you know, I would like to see every right-wing conservative Christian down there in Alabama, when there is an unwanted pregnancy, to step up to the plate and adopt that child rather than to put them into the system.
There was a great column to that effect. And I don't remember. I think it was in the Washington Post about, okay, these children are now going to be born. Who's going to raise them? Who's going to feed them? Who's going to clothe them? Who's going to send for take care of their schooling? Who's going to take care of their college, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And it's so true. And it's not just – I don't want to just tarnish right-wing Christians, because it's not just Christians. There are a lot of crazies out there who are anti-abortion. And if you don't believe me, and I can say this, I think, because I am Jewish, look at the Hasidic community, which in large part is responsible for the outbreak of measles all over this country. There are a lot of crazies out there that oppose abortion. And really, it's just not the right-wing Christians. And I really appreciate the fact that you called in, Jeff, and even more than that, that you agreed with me and that you're articulate. And it's so good to be back on the air and to say hello to all of you. Again, thanks again. We will be speaking with you here on AM 950. We are the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, 952-946-6205. Jan calling in from St. Paul, and she wants to talk about abortion. Again, Jan, welcome.
Thank you, Alan. It's nice to hear your voice again.
It's nice to hear my voice again. I agree with you.
couple of points. One, it's not just the abortion ban that everybody needs to be up in arms about. It's this whole, you're punishing the woman for having an unwanted pregnancy, and yet, on the second hand, you're also cutting off means to prevent an unwanted pregnancy. With closing
so true, so true. And the funding for Planned Parenthood is right at the top of that list.
And you're eliminating sex education courses in school. It's a well-informed kid is going to be less likely to make a bad life choice. And as far as the abortion goes, what happens if during a pregnancy an ultrasound or an amniocentesis shows an abnormality? Then what?
You carry it to term, according to these people.
And then what?
And then it falls on the state. It falls on society, because nobody's going to come forward and take that child. And, you know, you have to think about these people also in Alabama. If you don't have abortion laws, what about all these cousins who are in impregnating cousins? We don't want this infertility.
Well, and I have a very sad example. I actually lost a nephew at 2 hours old. He no signs of abnormalities with ultrasounds, amniocentesis, anything. He was born with no esophagus, no trachea. So he could not have survived outside of the womb. So then what happens? You don't charge that mother with an abortion, do you?
Well, according to these people, and I think they, as I said, I think they went too far as we're coming up on a break. But I agree with you, and there's so much more than just the abortion that's involved. Thank you so much for calling in, Jan, and call in again, 952-946-6205. We're going to go to a short break. Alan Miller here with you on the Alan Miller Experience. I didn't know I had a name to my program, but Matt is not with us today, and I am sure that he's not as happy as we are.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Burger Mo's gorgeous patio is open for the season. Enjoy nightly happy hours, more than 60 beers on tap, and the weather while you watch your favorite game on the outdoor screen. And don't miss live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Offering 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, Burger Mo's also offers delicious appetizers, soups, salads, as well as unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective.
Join us next week for part two of our discussion on mental health as we focus on treatment of children and adults.
Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Here's six great reasons to join Sitka Salmon Shares. Truly wild, hook and line caught Alaskan fish the way it was meant to be. Community focused, producer owned by our Alaskan fishing families. Exceptional quality, sashimi grade artisan caught fish. Sustainable and traceable, back to the exact boat and fisherman who caught it. Convenient and affordable, delivered directly to your home with delicious recipes and a variety of membership levels, all 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Learn more at sitkasalmonshares.com and use code AM950 when you join.
And we are on the road again. The Matt Miller Show. The Matt Miller Show, the Matt McNeil Show with Alan Miller. Now I'm really getting confused. But I think Matt will forgive me. He's not with us today. 952-946-6205, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We want to hear from you. We've talked about abortion. We have other things to talk about. We talked a little bit about the fact that we reached a budget agreement here in the state of Minnesota. And if we're lucky, we have a state senator who may be calling in to discuss it with us. I know a lot of people are sort of ambivalent about it, some happy, not so happy. I'm happy that we don't have to have a prolonged special session again with heads bashing each other and getting no place. At least it looks like there is a path to the end of the road for this two-year biennium budget. And we certainly are looking forward to that. Steve Simon, our Secretary of State, already put out a press release reminding us that there is $6.6 million of federal money to protect the security of our voter system, and that Gazelka, the leader of the Republicans, promised in February that he would release that money. He was standing in the way of releasing it by vote. We need that money desperately to secure our voting system. Again, we're here at 952-946-6205, the progressive voice of Minnesota, AM 950, Alan Miller with you. And we probably have the best voting system and the best voters and certainly the people who turn out the most in the country. But we now know that at least two counties in Florida were hacked. I don't expect them to hack Minnesota. And who were they hacked by? They were hacked by Trump's friends, the ones who reside in Moscow near the Kremlin with his buddy Putin or his master Putin or I just don't know what to call that relationship. Father-son? Father-son of B? I don't know, but there's certainly a weird relationship there. And these people are working hard, not only on our social media, but actually to hack into our voting system and disrupt our election, give us Donald Trump again for a second term. And if they find they can do that, they'll just keep doing it with some of these people. I mean, when I was here last year at this time, we talked about the fact that Donald Trump had told 7,546 lies that were documented by the Washington Post. Today, it's over 10,100 lies documented by the Washington Post. This is documented. This is not all the little white lies that he has told along the way. We have a president who can't tell us the truth because he can't associate himself with the truth. It's an incredible crime grifter family. And, of course, they now have a consigliere in the attorney general bar. So it reminds me so much of the Godfather, except I would call it the Godless Father, because these people just have no shame with what they are doing and intend to do to our country, disregarding the Constitution, disregarding the Bill of Rights, particularly the First Amendment, freedom of speech, denigrating reporters, taking press credentials away from reporters who just question some of the lunacy that has gone on in Washington. And we are again coming up on a break. So I'll save some of that for when we come back after the break. Again, Alan Miller with you on 952-946-6205. Call in. I want to hear from you. Welcome me back. It's been a long few months, and we really, really are so happy to be back at the microphone, ready to take your calls and ready to discuss with you whatever you want to discuss or joust with you if that's what you prefer. So stick with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, Matt here from Green Home Doctors. We've just experienced the worst ice dam season in years. If you had ice dams, it is critical to fix the cause so this doesn't happen again and create damage to your ceiling, or worse. Contact Green Home Doctors to analyze your heat loss. We have specialized equipment that allows us to diagnose where the heat loss is occurring and make it possible to remedy the issue effectively. Visit greenhomedr.com. That's greenhomedr.com.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm an idealist working to change the world. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, highlights other past and present idealists and the incredible things humans can do when we work for the greater good. You remember that idea about the greater good, right? I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Listen every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and be inspired on AM 950.
I'm Dr. Thomas Adams, President and CEO of Better Futures Minnesota. We're a social enterprise dedicated to rebuilding lives through housing, workforce development, health and family engagement, and coaching supports that give men the skills and relationships they need to succeed. Better Futures Minnesota engages men who had a history of incarceration, homelessness, poverty, untreated mental and physical health challenges to help them achieve self-sufficiency and a better future for themselves and their communities. Visit us at betterfuturesminnesota.com to learn how you can support our enterprise.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
On the road again, like the band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
Oh, Willie, so good to hear you too. And Willie just had his 86th birthday, and he's still going strong. You got to respect that man. Alan Miller back with you on the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205. Please call in. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Brett Johnson at the controls, and so we're ready to go. We just need you to joust with us. I have to say, driving in here today, this is one of those days when there is no place more beautiful than Minnesota. A few clouds floating in the sky, blue sky, warmth, sunshine, and, you know, everything is right with the world in terms of nature in Minnesota today. Unfortunately, everything is not right with the world, and that's one of the things we're here to address. As we were just about to prepare for the break, I was thinking, Rachel Maddow always says, stick with us, much more to come. Well, we have another half hour to go here. And again, I would like to hear from you about whatever you'd like to talk about, 952-946-6205. Don't be shy. We have never lost anybody who is a call-in guest in terms of anything. Bernie Sanders, who certainly made a name for himself 4 years ago and is one of the voices to certainly consider with the upcoming election, and we really have some good choices out there. I'm not endorsing a candidate yet other than I would love to see Amy Klobuchar on the ticket, and whether she leads it or whether she is the second shot on the ticket, Amy certainly would be a great choice. A little bit more centrist than I am, but then so is everybody, including probably Lennon. In any event, Bernie Sanders recently came out, I think it was yesterday, with a proposal to stop funding nonprofits, schools, and with federal money. And I don't know that I would go that far. There are some nonprofits that do some really wonderful things. But then there are some alleged nonprofits like Argosy University right here in Minnesota, which went out of business and stuck students. I mean, it just announced several days before its closing, oh, we're going out of business Friday. Why? Because they were sitting on apparently – over $1 million in federal funds, funds for student loans and things like that, and they disappeared. I think the feds are going to get the money back, but what are the students going to do? What are you going to do if you are 4 months away from graduation to a degree that you got from a university, and Argosy was probably better than some of the online universities that we have seen go down the tubes, and there certainly have been a lot of them. And then, of course, there was a university called Trump University. I think that the name university was besmirched forever by putting it next to the name Trump. But these schools, which are money-making endeavors, they might be called nonprofits, but people walk out with great salaries, and the students don't get degrees. They get screwed, and it's really outrageous. So I think that we have to give a lot of consideration to Bernie Sanders' suggestion of holding federal money from nonprofits, or at least being very selective as to the nonprofit that gets the money and one that gets results, because we have seen hundreds and hundreds of these students who have really been shafted unbelievably. Again, 952-946-6205. We're here at AM 950, and let's get some calls in. The other side of the coin is a bill which is supported by Amy Klobuchar, among others, in terms of students, and perhaps we'll get a chance to talk about that. But I did want to talk about the cost of pharma, big pharma. We have seen a story recently about people who have had to go to Canada to get insulin for probably 20% of what they had to pay here. One of the outrages is that we can't negotiate with these pharmaceutical companies, and you've seen pharmaceutical companies like what is happening now with the Sacklers and opioids. I know after my operation, the thyroid operation, in fact, both of them, the first thing they wanted to do was give me opioids. And I said, absolutely not. And they said, well, you're going to be in pain. I said, I'll take the pain. I won't take the opioids. The fact of the matter is, that's exactly what I did. I never took anything stronger, even though it sometimes cried out for something stronger than extra strength Tylenol. And the fact of the matter is that these people, these like the Sackler family, the opioid family, who has given so much money away to charity, and yet many institutions are now refusing to take their money because of what damage they have done. Well, we have a real break now. We have one of the senior senators of the state of Minnesota. He is a man who 10 years ago proposed a hands-free driving bill, which was rejected by the Republicans year and again. How many people have died since Jim Carlson initially proposed that bill? I don't like to think about it. That bill finally passed this year. And Jim Carlson, who has really become a foundation in the Senate, is happy to be with us, I hope. And I see something about Senator Greg Clausen is also on the line. So, Greg, welcome to you, too, and welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Alan.
Pleasure to have you with us. Are you both awake? Have you recovered from yesterday?
No, we don't know whether we've recovered or not. Greg just dropped in here and said, what are you doing? And we're just sitting here and waiting.
Well, is there another shoe that's going to drop? Is the Republican House going to impede this settlement?
Well, my most often repeated statement and answer is, I don't know. I don't know when we're meeting. I don't know when we're going back into session. I don't know when the special session is happening. I don't know what the agreement has actually hooked out to be. I'm on a conference committee for the state government budgets, and I know that they're discussing them between the three entities that are now is supposed to make the final decisions, and that's somebody representing the governor's office, somebody representing the Speaker of the House, and somebody representing the majority leader in the Senate.
We were speaking.
And I know that.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
Alan, I'm on the Higher Education Conference Committee, and an agreement has been reached. I think it's a fairly good settlement that we have, a good compromise.
I was just about to ask you about that because I know you're the guru of education in the legislature, so I wanted to get your opinion on that.
I appreciate those words. That's nice of you. But we had an additional $50 million to spend, so it was $150 each of the 2 years. Some of that money was split up between the University of Minnesota and Minnesota State. A good share of that money went to the Minnesota student grant program. And a lot of the provisions that were questionable in policy were taken out, or there was a compromise. And so I think it's a fairly good bill.
Well, that's good to hear. We are talking to two Democratic senators, two very tired Democratic senators, Jim Carlson and Greg Clausen, and I'm really pleased that they had the strength to call in and to bring us up to date on really the myriad of negotiations that ended late yesterday, and sometime this week will probably culminate in a special session and a budget. Jim, what's your best estimate?
Well, right now, one of the gating items is getting these bills finally agreed to. And once they're agreed to and you have the finances finished and the policies finished, they have to be engrossed. And that means they put them into the language of the final bill, such that someone can read it and that we can figure out exactly what is going to be put into law. And after they're engrossed, that's when they get turned back over to the Senate and the House. And like all conference committee bills, they are an up or down vote when they're returned to the houses of origin. And then they go to the other House to get a confirming vote. And then they can become law.
Is there a no amendment deal so that somebody can't louse them up by putting in sorts of myriad amendments?
That's right. After a conference committee has been assigned to work on it, there are no more amendments that can be made once they go back to the bodies of origin. And because of that engrossment time that it takes for the revisor's office to finish them up, that's why we would not be able to finish most of them today or tonight. It'll take a day or two for them to be engrossed, and then the governor's staff will pore over them to make sure that they're signable by him and actually reflect what the governor wants to see done. And then once they give their go-ahead, they will call a special session and bring those bills back, and we will do the up or down vote.
Okay, well, let's cross our fingers about that. And driving in here, I heard a report that special session will take place toward the latter part of this week. I don't know if there's any substance to it or not, but that's what I heard.
There's a lot of optimism to that, but it's supposedly Thursday, yes.
Now, one of the things I had just mentioned, and by the way, we're talking to two state senators, if you want to get in on the conversation, 952-946-6205, talking about the state budget, which finally perhaps is coming to fruition here for the biennium for the next 2 years, Jim Carlson and Greg Clausen, and really, really thank them for calling in. One of the things I was discussing, senators, was the fact that Steve Simon put out a request of a actually a press release and a request that the $6.6 million of federal money, which is being held hostage, be released so that we can devote it to our voting system and protect online security, among other things. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. About 15 minutes ago, my L.A. dropped by, and he said that he had gotten word that that has been agreed to be released as part of this bill.
So well, that certainly is good news.
Yeah. That actually, we knew that that was going to happen because Senator Gazelka did promise that before the session ended, he would agree that that would be released. And so that is being released. And curiously, because of the agreement that they worked out between the three entities, anything that one of those three bodies objects to will be taken out of the bill. So what that means is there will be no, let's say, no trading for that money. So it's going to come, and it's going to come clean.
Well, that's good. I want to thank the both of you for calling in, and you can now both take a nap. We've been talking with Senator Jim Carlson and Senator Greg Clausen, and we're going to go to a break now, but we'll have a short session left in this hour when we come back. So please call in 952-946-6205. Some of you should be thrilled with the fact that we have hit a budget. We have killed the impasse, and we have hit an agreement. And let's hear from you. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back with you in a couple.
On Tuesday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m., Temple Israel in Minneapolis invites you to join them for Voices 2019, their premier annual event. This year's voices will be Anna Navarro and Van Jones. Anna Navarro is a well-known Republican strategist, political analyst, and contributor to CNN and ABC's The View. And Van Jones is an activist, author, CNN political contributor, and host of CNN's Van Jones Show. This event will be moderated by Barack Obama-appointed ambassador to Morocco, Sam Kaplan. All are encouraged and welcome to attend this intriguing dialogue. General admission tickets are $50, and doors for general admission open at 7 p.m. Sponsorship opportunities are available for a private reception and dinner with the speakers prior to the program. Purchase a silver sponsorship to savor wine and hors d'oeuvres, or a gold sponsorship to enjoy wine and dinner with Anna and Van. Sponsorships start at just $500. Tuesday, May 21st is approaching quickly, and the event is selling out fast. Call and secure your seats today at 612-374-0342. Visit TempleIsrael.com/benefit for more information.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
No one beats Warner Stellion. No one. Our passion is earning your business, and we've guaranteed appliance savings for nearly 70 years. But the Warners know there's more to it than just offering the lowest price. So we've hired and we've trained the very best people to make every step of your appliance buying experience simple and fun. Now through June 3rd, Warner Stellion will save you even more with exclusive in-store specials. Go to WarnerStellion.com or come on in for full details. Choose Minnesota's own Warner Stellion.
Hey, it's Brett from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. You've heard Hunter tell you how much he trusts Zero Res to clean his carpets. Well, now it's my turn. What I love is that Zero Res cleans carpets without those smelly, harsh chemicals. Plus, when I have friends over to Repartee, I don't have to cover that old carpet stain with a floor lamp. And right now, you can get three-room Zero Resified starting at $149. But you have to mention AM950. So call 952-ZERO-RES, mention AM950, and get that carpet cleaning off your to-do list. Believe me, you'll feel better.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style every Sunday at 5 p.m. You know, I'm often asked what kind of furniture Habitation offers. Now, I can go two ways with this. I can say something like, Habitation specializes in warm, modern, raw, industrial, and organic contemporary home furnishings. But what does that mean? It means that we have some really cool stuff, and that is the answer that usually goes over better. But cool doesn't mean crazy. And I'm proud to say that everything we offer at Habitation is functional and comfortable. The type of furniture that will allow you to express yourself but still works every day. So there it is. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we're back. We have one segment left in the 3 to 4 hour, the Matt McNeil Show. Matt is a little under the weather today. He'll be back with you tomorrow in all probability, as feisty as ever. And I want to thank Brett for really shepherding me in my return back to the show. It's really a pleasure to be back. And, you know, you've been listening to some of the commercials here. We urge you to support those people who are good enough to sponsor this show, because really that's what keeps us on the air and enables you to enjoy the progressive voice of Minnesota, AM 950. It takes more than a village. It takes a lot of money to run a station in today's world. And you should appreciate that and really, really patronize these sponsors. It's so important not only to them, not only to us, but in the final analysis to you, because it gives you a voice here that is ready to stand up for what we say is not what's right, but what's left. And the left is right in this case. So really, really, really give that a lot of consideration when you're making your next purchase. And these people are quality people. They just don't become sponsors because they want to become sponsors. They become sponsors because they are checked out and the quality is there as the quality we hope is here. And you are the beneficiary. So, again, 952-946-6205. We have time for a couple of quickie conversations. I wish you folks would wake up. We do so much better when we have call-ins, and we haven't had that many today. But what else can we talk about? There is so much else we could talk about. I was making up a list of who are the despicables in the Trump government. And, you know, I happened to see a picture of John McCain's grave, and I saw steam coming out of it or smoke. And I think that's because he is spinning in his grave because of the turncoat Lindsey Graham and how a man who stood and held his coattails for years suddenly went all the way to the other side with absolutely no character and absolutely no conscience. So I have to put Lindsey Graham on my list of despicables. Mitch McConnell, he would certainly be up there near the top of the list. Not only did he say he was going to block everything that Obama tried to do, and he certainly succeeded in many respects, but he also did the outrageous thing, act of, I think, treason, really, in blocking Merrick Garland's appointment to the Supreme Court, something that none of us will ever forget, and which gave us, really, a Supreme Court that's very questionable at the moment. So Mitch McConnell is certainly on my list of despicables. Stephen Miller, really, really, who tarnishes the name Miller. And I wish he would change it to Stephen, right-wing, neoconservative, really, really, really prejudicial person who is doing so many things in the Trump administration, but particularly He is the godfather of the immigration scandal that we are going through. And just today, another youth died in the hands of our immigration people. That's the fifth youth who has died in the last year and a half. Outrageous, outrageous. But of course, the whole system is outrageous. The fact that families are broken up, the fact that they're put in these, in effect, prisons, the fact that we are treating them the way they are. It's no wonder that if you look at the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor now, she has not only a blindfold over her eyes, but she has her hands over her eyes and she has her head bowed because she cannot believe that in this country of so much, we are doing so little for immigrants who are fleeing here for their lives. Despicables. How about Steve Mnuchin? There is a statute which says that if Congress wants the records of the president's finances, they shall be given them. Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, being prompted up by Barr and the Republicans, he's decided that he doesn't like why Congress – he doesn't know why Congress wants him. They just demanded them from him. They don't tell him why. But he thinks he knows why, and he refuses to hand them over. Of course, a court will deal with that, and I hope Mnuchin goes to jail. He's certainly on my list of despicables. And then we have the Attorney General, William Barr. He's got to be up there on the list of despicables. What about Jared Kushner, the son-in-law we're running out of time to talk about despicables. Alan Miller's been with you for the last hour. We have many more despicables to discuss. And unfortunately, we have to fade into the night. Our 3 to 4 shot is up. Matt will be back with you tomorrow. It's been fun. It's been a pleasure to be back. And we'll see you shortly. It's time to say goodbye.